Limbaugh.
Thank you very much, Ambassador, for inviting us here. I am the mayor of a border community between the south of Colombia and the north of Ecuador. And we are a portal to the Amazon region and the Pacific. Of the 150,000 inhabitants of the urban and rural area, 30% of our population is indigenous peoples, descendants of native peoples, and we also have an Afro-descendant population. And interculturality is our major wealth. In our city, we have registered 11,000 persons who are victims of internal displacement, and they are the survivors of political violence. That's a little over 10% of our population. And 100,000 Venezuelans, a population which is similar to the population of the area of Ipiales, over the last 2.5 years, trying to move through and on to Ecuador or Peru. This is an average of 1,100 persons per day, which according to official figures is the overall majority leave Venezuela, enter Colombia through a town called Cúcuta with the hope of being able to find a different form of life. They are on foot, crammed in trucks in some cases, about 2,000 kilometers, and they arrive completely exhausted in Ipiales, and very few want to stay, only about 1%. The others just try to find a little bit of money in the informal sector to be able to move on. Somebody told them that salvation is to be found in the south, and when they don't make it, they turn around sometimes and they come back to Ipiales. Now, what have we managed to do? Well, we have built a path of coordination, cooperation, and we have a special working group, a standing working group to coordinate attention to the migrant people between the authorities who have the responsibility and the entities that have the will to help. We have committees, working committees to offer shelter, primary health attention, prevention of human trafficking, temporary education service, protection of boys, girls, and adolescents, and support for pregnant mothers, basic public services, among others. In other words, we're facing this crisis with very few resources, but without wasting what we do have, because we are coordinated. The international cooperation, various United Nations programs strengthen with resources and humanitarian action methods, and they contribute not only medicine and food, but above all, the feeling we get that the world still has a human face and that not all is lost because there are people who suffer the pain of others. And when we talk about cooperation, I'm talking about children in the schools who have gathered food and clothing, and those who share a cup of coffee in the cold dawn of this area, and those who have been able to contribute beds, mattresses, and blankets. And there are volunteers who are, with a great deal of sympathy, sharing all of this to be able to try to reverse malnutrition. We don't have any lessons to give anyone. The only thing that is that we have learned how to share the suffering and the pain of the and the difficulties of those of us who come, which is a small way of paying back those from by those of us Colombians who were expelled, thousands, hundreds of thousands of us who were expelled and who survived thanks to the support of peoples such as the Venezuelans. Today we face a problem, but they are giving us the possibility of overcoming ourselves and becoming better, and showing solidarity as well.